inflation debate. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The day after meeting with the president, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi echoing his insistence that the war in Ukraine is largely to blame for inflation, especially the surge in gas prices.
Largely, the price at the pump is about supply. Supply is down, cost is up. The war has contributed enormously to that.
She says price gouging is also a factor, but the oil industry and many Republican lawmakers say the president's energy policies are stifling investment in production.
These eye-popping numbers are the predictable results of Democrats' inflationary policies, and specifically their war on affordable American energy.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell still argues that federal spending is a major driver of inflation. A day after the Fed's biggest rate hike in decades, the Dow is down 683 points, falling under 30,000 for the first time since January of last year. President Biden is set to sign a bipartisan effort designed to help bring down the price of goods shipped from overseas.
The Ocean Shipping Reform Act puts new transparency rules on carriers and port operators and authorizes federal officials to investigate how much carriers are charging. Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate crafted the bill to address allegations of high prices and unfair practices from major shipping companies, directly leading to higher prices for consumers. President Biden signs the legislation today. In a statement, he says ocean carriers increased prices by as much as 1,000% during the pandemic and often refused to take American exports back to Asia, costing U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The 18-year-old accused of killing 10 black people in a Buffalo supermarket, just making a brief initial court appearance on new federal hate crimes and weapons counts. He's already charged with terror and murder counts in New York State. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The baby formula plant that reopened earlier this month has stopped production again, this time because of the weather.
As Abbott works to assess the flooding damage to its Sturgis, Michigan plant, FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf says the agency has people in that facility to help get production back on track. Speaking today before a Senate committee, he said prior to the severe weather blamed for the flooding, they had hoped to have a super supply of formula to get store shelves completely restocked.
The estimate is perhaps 2 weeks, but it's too early to give an exact estimate of what the delay will be in the Sturgis plant.
The production pause comes less than 2 weeks after that plant, which also makes Similac and other formulas, reopened following the shutdown in February due to contamination issues. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The Defense Production Act and Operation Fly Formula importing baby formula have also been used to boost the U.S. supply. A California doctor who's a leading figure in the anti-vaccine movement is sentenced to 2 months in prison for her role in the Capitol riot. Dr. Simone Gold telling the judge she deeply regrets it. A big name in cosmetics is about to get a financial makeover.
Revlon has filed for Chapter 11 reorganization. It expects to continue operations while it restructures the company. Revlon narrowly avoided bankruptcy 2 years ago as pandemic restrictions crushed demand for cosmetics. Now Revlon is dealing with more than $3 billion worth of debt, which has dragged down the business as it struggles to compete with newer celebrity-backed brands. Investor Ronald Perlman purchased the company in 1985. His daughter Deborah is its CEO. He's likely to lose control of Revlon.
Fox's Ginny Cosola. Oil prices have been slipping, but for now, back over $115 a barrel. Gas prices down a fraction for another day, still over $5 a gallon for regular unleaded and AAA's national average. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.